Because watching British TV shows is one of my hobby, and my favorite TV show is Sherlock. So there's ones that I actually watch the same episode like for 3 times or four times just to understand what is going on and just to read the subtitles, because the protagonist Sherlock Holmes is basically speaking so fast that you can't possibly hear him clearly. And while we're watching these episodes, I actually learn new words, and like I just discover them from the subtitles. Like it won't affect the whole watching experience if you don't understand it, but because I'm really really interested and kind of obsessed, and that's why I like pick up some words and then find out clues, and then I'm happy and I learn stuff, and yeah, that's why it's the most memorable English learning experience.
What is your most memorable English reading experience?
The most memorable English reading experience is just like 3 months ago when I start to read The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, and it's a really good book because it shows you the pers it like shows the world in the perspective of a kid with autism, and it like the narratives is really special because it is supposed to be written by a kid of autism, and then you can see that he's suffering, but he is seeing this world in such a different and wonderful perspective. And I don't know, I feel like I know about these people after reading this book. I learned much more about them, and it's a really cool experience. That's why it's memorable. Yeah.
Do you have a part that you that's very memorable in this book?
A part that is very memorable. I think the whole book is capable of like making you realizing things before it's mentioned. So, spoiler alert, the mother is not dead. The mother is kind of hidden by the father, and you know that the mother is not dead. It's just that the narrator is convinced that by her father that by his father that the mother is dead, and you kind of sort of know it in the back of your head, and then finally it's the time of reveal, and it's really heartbreaking, and I nearly cried, and that's the most memorable part. And there's also another part where Christopher, the protagonist, tried to like escape from his home, and then he saw all these kind of signs in England, and it's funny because like just a few months before reading this book, I was actually I have just actually visited London, and then it's a really interesting experience for me because I just experienced these things, and I just see these weird signs, and then the sign is actually like drawn in a book, and yeah, and that's what makes this book like special to me.